And I love it when I have actual humans into the studio, although you get a little nervous when it's your giant big boss. Joining me is our brand new Vice Chancellor and President, Professor Scott Bowman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, listen, while you're here, while we're on good terms, I might get my performance appraisal out of the way. So far, am I doing all right?
Look, I think we've got a few things to talk about, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. I completely understand that. Welcome into Territory FM. This is the first time we've had the opportunity to have you on. How's everything going so far?
Look, it's going really well. And how fantastic is to come into a radio station on your own university campus?
We make it nice and easy, don't we?
It's incredibly good. And, everything's going well. It's fantastic to be living here in Darwin and be part of this great university.
You've sort of hit at the right time as we go into the dry season. You've been lucky enough to have not one but two long weekends in a row. Have you got some big plans for this one?
Look, we haven't. We thought about going away and going camping maybe down in Kakadu, but we thought, no, let's just kick back in Darwin for the weekend again and just relax, really. Yeah. We're enjoying this weather. Our home is actually in Cairns, so they're getting soaked at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're telling them just how wonderful it is here.
Absolutely. I lived in Cairns for a few years. I loved it. I lived in Brinsmead.
We're on Machin's Beach.
Well, you were nicer and fancier than I was. It was good there.
Oh, really? Not many people call Machin's fancy.
No water in Brinsmead.
Well, actually, too much water in Machin. It's been cut off.
Okay. Well, we're glad that we've got you here. And now that you are the Vice Chancellor here at CDU, it's wonderful to have you. But I was sort of thinking, for a lot of our students that are starting their educational journey, for a lot of people that are coming through as mature age students to begin a life change, a career change, looking at their options through education, where did you start? Did you ever think with your very first job that one day you would end up where you are? What was your first gig?
Well, look, one thing I can say, no, if you go around every school, every primary school in Darwin or the Northern Territory, there will be no kid that says, I really want to be a vice chancellor. It's not something.
Yes.
Where did I start? I started by failing school miserably.
Wow.
Didn't do that well at school. Couldn't get into university. So I actually haven't got a bachelor's degree.
We've got bouncers. Jess is here with us from our team. We've got bouncers ready to get this guy out or what?
So didn't go to university. But what I did do is go and work in a hospital and became a trainee radiographer.
Wow.
So in those days, you actually trained on the job, and I trained at that World Centre of Excellence, Northampton General Hospital, and got a diploma in radiography and then advanced diplomas and teaching diplomas and got into teaching. And then I could see that all the allied health were going over into universities. So I thought, I'm going to better go and get a master's degree.
Wow.
All my qualifications are in radiography. But somehow I managed to sell myself onto a master's in politics and government.
So this from a young fella who couldn't get into university for love nor money, found a way through employment into education.
Yeah, look, and it was probably a little bit harder back then, but there were pathways, and now I'm really pleased there are lots of pathways to wherever you want to go. So, you know, if you don't do too well at school, there is still a pathway to come and run a university.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been an interesting journey, it's been a great journey.
And that journey's brought you, obviously, into Australia.
Well, that's all down to my wife. When I first met her on the back of a truck in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
This is amazing.
We were getting quite friendly. And, one of the first things she said to me, well, you know, if you want to be with me, you're going to have to move to Australia at some point.
Wow.
Now, is she
Australian?
No, she's not.
Seen lots of Episode of Neighbours?
No. What she'd done is she is really bright, and she was at medical school at the time.
Wow.
So in between school and going to medical school, she'd taken a gap year and come to Australia and fell in love with it. And when I met her, you know, she was almost in mourning for moving away from Australia. And, you know, she's the boss, so here we are in Australia. And I always say it's the greatest move we ever made and the greatest gift we ever gave our children.
Wow. So you were working really hard on your career in the UK and obviously had achieved some success there. Did you get your master's when you put your mind to that?
Yeah, I did a master's over there and then a PhD. And so then I was a dean of a faculty in a university, and the opportunity came up to go to Charles Sturt University in Wagga.
In Wagga, wow. Wagga's different.
Wagga's different, but then after that I went to Whyalla, and Whyalla is really different. Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of Australia through the opportunities that have opened up with your career and through those educational pathways, and then Cairns and now Darwin. I mean, obviously Darwin is going to be your favourite, but are there any standouts along the way, any highlights that you'd like to mention?
Oh, look, all the communities, Wagga Wagga, Whyalla, Cairns, and now Darwin, I mean, that they're all fantastic, great places to live. It's the Australian people. I think coming from the UK to Australia, it's lifting that class structure. And you can hear my accent, you know, it's an English accent, but it's not an upper crust posh accent. Yeah. My mum and dad were both factory workers. And I you can get on in the UK, but there are barriers, and some of those are class related. You come to Australia. Some people tell me there is a class structure in Australia, but I have to say I have never seen it. I just can't see it.
And maybe if you're hanging out on the North Shore of Sydney, perhaps.
Maybe. But it is like a way off where everything is possible, and that is incredibly enlightening to come to the Australia culture.
And it's an exciting time that you're joining us here at CDU. Scott, we've got so many things happening. Our CBD campus is incredibly exciting and going to open a whole lot of opportunities, especially for our international students coming in. Is that something that you're looking forward to tackling? It's a big job.
Look, it is a big job, and I think everybody knows the universe has been through some really tough years.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
And has had to make some really tough decisions. Even this week we've had to make tough decisions. But we're coming out of that. You know, we've got to a position where I think we are sustainable, and we've now got to look to go into a growth strategy. We've got to build up what we're doing in Darwin, and the city campus is going to be incredible. Mm. But we've really got to make sure that we remain the university for the whole of the Northern Territory. So, yeah, big plans for Darwin, but also big plans for Palmerston, Katherine, Tennant Creek, and particularly Alice Springs. So I'm really excited how we drive the university there, and international students will be a really important part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. When you think about education and the message that you want to pass on, what would be your advice to anybody who's thinking about studying, you know, especially, I guess, you know, like I'm 46 and I don't have any formal qualifications. I've just sort of lucked my way through radio and been doing it for 25 years and think it's tops. But educational options can be daunting. Can be, you know, you think, well, I only finished halfway through year 11. Hmm. How do I get it started? What do I do?
Yeah, look, and let's not kid ourselves. Education, coming and being a student is tough.
Mm.
And I don't think we should underestimate that. But the rewards are massive. And they're massive in terms of career outcomes. And we always talk about that. And it is a golden bullet or a silver bullet, you know, for people that are in poverty. If we can get them into education and see them through, it solves everything. It gets you into a good career. But it's more than that. It's actually about being educated. It's about really taking some time to look at yourself, where you fit in the world, ask the big questions, and really expand your mind. I mean, when I went and did my master's in politics and government, it physically felt, really physically felt, that someone was taking off these blinkers.
Wow.
Suddenly I was seeing the world in a completely different way. So, yeah, great career outcomes, but also just expanding yourself.
Yeah.
It is tough, but it's also incredibly rewarding, and there are always pathways. You know, there's plenty of programs that we can get you on.
Is there an educational pathway for everyone?
Yeah, absolutely everyone. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about the Northern Territory. You know, we're working with people that are a lot older than you who are coming into education. We're working, you know, with people from very middle-class backgrounds. We're working from people with very disadvantaged backgrounds. You know, this university can be very proud of the work it's done with Indigenous people, and that is one of our top priorities. And again, working with Indigenous people, you know, it can be a silver bullet to solve many of the challenges that Indigenous people are facing.
And it can be such a brilliant opportunity to inspire and encourage others within your own family when you are the first to complete high school and then the first to go through university, like especially for some of our Indigenous members of our community. It's life-changing and a ripple effect through their families.
Yeah, look, I say to our staff, you know, you're having so much impact. And I can, you know, it's interesting. I retired. I lasted 18 months.
Wow,
retired.
Welcome back.
But what I've found out in that retirement, that 18 months, is you need meaning in life. And there is nothing more meaningful than working in a university. And I say to our staff that when, you know, you work with a student and you have a massive impact on their lives, you change their lives, but it's not just about that. If someone comes to university, it is much more likely their children will go to university and their grandchildren. So what we do ripples down the generations.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We're so glad to have you as our Vice Chancellor. Welcome. Hopefully you'll be popping in here and chatting with us more often than not. We'd love to see you again.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure, Scott. Have a great day.